On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
One of the legacies he leaves behind is substantial changes to family violence policies in Tasmania. Alina Thomas is CEO of Engender Equality. Hi.
Good morning, Rick.
Now, you're not someone who would share Will Hodgman's politics necessarily.
Well, that's definitely true, Rick. I tend to be. I want to think about a progressive world that's much more based on egalitarian principles than perhaps the economic principles that conservative governments deliver on.
And yet the work he's done in this area has been really significant. So what are the achievements that he's achieved, particularly as Premier with family violence policy?
Yeah, look, I think one of the best things that he did was he aligned himself very strongly with Our Watch, the national organisation for preventing violence against women. And in doing so, he publicly and actively challenged traditional masculinity. I mean, that's a bold move for a man in power, a man with political power. And it also, through the Our Watch positioning, promotes women's sovereignty. So it's not necessarily a comfortable position, I think, to take it. It is a progressive position. He also very strongly pushed the white ribbon accreditation across the public service in Tasmania, which had a flow-on effect into other industries. And while obviously there's a number of contentions around white ribbon, it did really raise the profile and the interest of the issue amongst the entire government.
Are you concerned that if the next premier has got more conservative views about families, it could erode some of the achievements?
That's a really big risk, I think. I think a conservative idea about families, about women, a less focus on children, because through the Will Hodgman's leadership, we also saw that greater investment in services for children who are exposed to and experiencing family violence. And I think the other risk is bringing in that sort of very easy focus on criminality and tougher penalties and that kind of cracking down idea, which really doesn't go into the complexity of what the issues actually are.
Out of the people that are being discussed at the moment, Jeremy Rockliffe, Peter Gutwin, Michael Ferguson, we're not hearing much about Elise Archer or Sue Hickey. It seems unlikely there'll be a woman leading that party. Do you know much about either of them, any of them?
Look, I'm not sure if gender is going to be a huge advantage to people's values in this space, but within the mix of the Liberal Party, I think that Will, being a man, actually probably had a really great impact, being able to show that curiosity and genuine engagement with issues. And I think that's more important probably than gender. I really hope that in the consideration of not only Premier, but Will held the portfolio as the Minister for the Prevention of Violence Against Women. So that was a huge responsibility for him to take on, to own, to wear. It meant that he had to be present at the events that I held and those sorts of things, which was really significant to show the public and the community that he had that commitment. So what we're really going to be looking for is somebody who can progress that really onto the next level of leadership to the community in this with family violence.
And it's quite possible in a reshuffle that could just go to anyone. So that could be really interesting to see what happens as well. Lovely to talk to you this morning. Got to get on to Brooke Webb, who's leaving the Taste Festival, her resignation rather overshadowed, but great to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
Alina Thomas, CEO of Engender Equality.